This is KBOO Portland. It's 6 o'clock.
This is KBOO's The Voice of the Middle East. صوت الشرق الاوسط من اذاعه كيبل و صدای خاورمیانه از رادیو KBOO.
طلوا حبابنا طلوا نسيبنا بين ربوعنا خلوا ضحك السهرات جوالي طلوا حبابنا طلوا بين ربوعنا
Welcome to another installment of Voices of the Middle East on KBOO 90.7 FM. This is Gudarz Ektidari, your host. Almost twice a week, twice a year, I move from our regular programming approach and leave politics and issues related to that, which is more saddening these days and these years aside, and try to present to the listeners a more cultural and more programming related to music and art in the Middle East. And this one is practically one of those which we usually do in December for celebration of holidays. And because of that, tonight we're going to have a journey to Turkey with music and poetry. And it's my pleasure to have very good friends and poet Paulan Peterson and a good friend Soleil Ozar and two other very distinguished musicians and friends, David and Chris, who are going to do the program tonight. And with that, without further ado, we'll start with a little piece of music. And Chris is playing ney, and David is playing a sort of drum. I don't know exact name for the Turkish. So with that, we'll start the show tonight. We will have some poetry reading and music from Paulan, who is a really amazing woman. She had poetries of her trips and her vision of Turkey, and she will be talking about that during the show.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That was very, I guess, it's a good start for the show. Thank you, Chris and David. Do you want to say anything about the piece that you guys played?
Well, this is a piece from the Turkish classical repertoire. It's called Uzul Sirto. I'm not quite sure what else to say about it. I think I'll just hand it back to you and let's get on with the
All right. Let me start with Paylan. And would you tell us exactly what happened that you become so interested in Turkey, and how many trips have you had?
I went yakşamlar. I am honored and grateful to be here this evening to celebrate beautiful Turkey and Turkey's beautiful people. My husband and I, Ken and I, have made 5 long trips to Turkey together. When we go, we stay at least a month, a little longer if we can. And he has actually made 8 long trips there. The first trip that we made together, as we went through Turkey talking with people, and you know that Turkey is famed for its hospitality, and justly so. The people are wonderfully hospitable. And Ken, he knew some phrases. He's very good with languages, and he had learned some phrases, you know, just chit-chat, but then he had to stop after that, and he told people that we met, he said, next time I come back, I will know some of your language so that I can talk with you. And when we came back, he enrolled and started taking classes at Portland State University, which is one of the I think it's one of the 2 universities west of the Rockies where people can actually take the Turkish language. Is that right, Sule?
That's what I've heard, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with the woman who is now our good friend, Paylan, who is the professor of Turkish studies there, he did learn some Turkish and learned enough that when we returned and the times we have gone back, we are able to travel places where tourists usually don't go because his Turkish, takes us along. We're able to negotiate our way. So we have many friends there now. Each time we go back, we go to visit friends, but we also try to see some new places in Turkey. Now it's getting to be that when we go there and people say, now, where have you been in Turkey? And we name all the places. You know, we've been to the Black Sea coast, and we've been far into eastern Turkey. And
which I have no idea.
Well, and you see, this is what happens. And the Turks say, oh, now I have not been there. I want to go there someday. So we're very lucky to have seen as much of Turkey as we have seen. And we were there in May and spent a month there again. And it was a wonderful trip. And we look forward to going back again soon.
And as I understand, you have published 2 poetry books about Turkey. Would you?
Well, actually, I have published 2 full-length books of poetry, and I have a 3rd coming out soon. One of them is about Turkey.
Oh, okay.
And it is called Blood Silk, and it is all poems about Turkey and the Turkish people. I thought maybe I could start out with a little poem that is from far in eastern Turkey in a city called Adıyaman, which is an ancient, ancient city near the Syrian border. When we went there, and I knew where we were. It's not that I didn't know where we were, but at one point outside of Adıyaman, we were standing on what is the oldest continuously used bridge in the world, a bridge that the Romans built. There in eastern Turkey, what is now eastern Turkey. And we looked out for miles and miles, and there was a beautiful river winding in the distance. And I asked Bezi, I said, now what is that river? And he turned to me and he said, it's the Euphrates. And I knew that I was in the land that, of words that I had heard only in Sunday school as a little girl. I was in Upper Mesopotamia, and the Euphrates River was there, and it was stunning to be in this ancient, ancient land that to me had only been words before. And there I was, and I could see all of its beauty. Anyway, this is called Moonrise Adiyaman, and I believe that our esteemed musicians are going to help me out on this one. Six-thousand-year-old city in motion. It's torn up, torn down, rebuilt again. Great hammers and picks seize chunks of pavement, grind a roadway into bits. The air spread with dust so thick that when risen from behind an obscured horizon, the full moon is a colossus. Almond honey, powdered blood, a poppy's silk all pressed in one numinous globe. Moon of the Mesopotamian plain, of Euphrates, Mithridates, older than our word for light. Moon of Ur, wider than the ancient world, level with our eyes.
Thank you very much. I had the pleasure to be at a presentation by Paulin at Portland State University about a month ago. And in that evening, I guess a room full of people, not very many of them from Turkey, in fact, but there were a lot of people who were interested in the culture of the Middle East, and that is what is not being presented in the U.S. And in this environment. And we owe it to generous Americans such as Paulin, who are not forgetting the fact that many of our arts, science, and musics, and so on, are coming from that. Even religions are all coming from the Middle East, and we should be nicer to them, as Paulin is. And thank you for coming tonight, and let's go to another piece.
When I am traveling someplace that is very foreign to me, and I think it's interesting when you travel because you think of the place you are traveling as foreign, but really it's you who are the foreign one. You know, you are the one who is out of place there. And there is a certain delight in finding what is familiar in a foreign place. And the first time I saw a magpie in Turkey, I was delighted because the magpie is such a dominant creature in Eastern Oregon, and, you know, they are a trickster kind of figure. They can learn to talk. The first, even simple flowers like hollyhocks or, you know, something that I recognized from my childhood, and there they were growing wild in Turkey. One of the things going through the central Turkish plains that I saw was mullein, which is a plant that grows in the woods and in the fields throughout Oregon. It has sort of a woolly leaf and a very high, thin stalk with yellow blossoms on top. And I saw the mullein in Turkey, and I remembered years before having read in a field guide about how the Romans had cut the stalks of the mullein and dipped them in wax and then used them as torches. And of course, here I was in Turkey, where the Roman, or the, I should say, the reminders of Roman presence are almost everywhere, in Ephesus, in Perge, you know, all of this civilization that the Romans created there and then either abandoned or were driven out. There, where I saw the mullein, we were very near Kayseri, which means Caesar. That's what the word, you know, the city, Kayseri, it means Caesar. And I thought about the Roman presence there and how, you know, I had learned about this use of mullein long before I ever dreamed I would be in Turkey. Anyway, this is called Two Places I've Seen Mullein Grow. Decades ago, on eastern Oregon plateaus, their woolly leaves a green-gray velvet, a field guide claimed the ancient Romans dipped its dried flower stalks in wax to use as torches. How exotic, I thought, me, implausibly young, fresh from a night's half-sleep in a blue tent faintly scented by mildew. How impossibly long ago and far away. Their yellow spires line shoulders of today's highway, leading me, predictably aged, east into the conquered and held, reconquered and held Anatolian plains. Anadolu, land the Romans cleared of trees to strew the oceans with their barks. Land raised with the bloom of carried flame. And it was amazing to me to find out that Kayseri had once been covered by forests and that all those trees had been cut down by the Romans so that they could build their boats to conquer more of the world. Hmm.
Well, I promise not to get into politics tonight.
Well, so. We are into them, aren't we? This is the story of the world,
so
isn't
let's,
it?
So let's not find any concurrency here. Let's have some piece of music by our musicians. They promised us to do solos.
Okay, you got it.
All right. We're for Devani. Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you guys want to say anything about the piece?
This piece is called Urfa Divani, and it's an example of a folk piece from Turkey. I believe they're called Turku, generally. And Urfa is a city, isn't it, in Turkey?
Yes.
Urfa, and so this
southeast of Turkey.
Yeah.
This piece must come from that area or be about that area or something like that. Now, I'm playing a type of flute that's used in Turkey. It's a traditional instrument. It's called the ney, and it's made out of a cane plant that grows in Turkey in the swampy areas. And David's playing a stringed instrument called the saz, which is the most popular folk instrument of Turkey. Everybody's got one hanging on their wall over there, and music stores are full of them.
Uh-huh.
It's a typically Turkish instrument. You don't find it anywhere else.
May I say one word about the ney?
You may.
Rumi, that fabulous 13th century Sufi ecstatic poet, tells us about the ney and says that the ney's mournful, beautiful sound comes from the fact that it has been cut away from the reed bed of its birth, and its sound is its longing for its home. Ah, beautiful. Beautiful sound.
Yeah, Turkey is home to many. Not long time ago, the whole Middle East before being divided was the Ottoman Empire, and there are still a lot of signs of the kind of science and culture that Turkey brought to the Middle East and distributed the jurisprudence of the West started from that area. And most of the Arab world, basically, they got their modernity, so to speak, from Ottoman era.